Blog Talk Radio.
And how God's blessing you on this morning. Hey, listen, peace and grace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for this grand opportunity once more to come live straight from Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Prophet Daryl Lewis of the Generation by Faith radio broadcast. Yes, how good and pleasant it is for God's people to join together in unity. It ought to be a day of unification today. We ought to unify one another. I feel a spirit, amen, of unity in this place on this morning. Hey, listen, we have a great show planned for you today. Like always, we always like to approach the throne of grace and give God his glory in advance, for he has made us and we not ourselves. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for and foremost, who being who you are, our Father, we thank you in advance for putting up with us, amen, allowing us to be who we are. We thank you for making us the way you made us. Now, God, we got some business at hand. Your world is not the pretty sight at this moment, but we know you know all about it. Yes, we do. And so, God, we're asking you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to bear witness and be a blessing unto your people on this morning, God. The faithful followers that you have got following you from near and far, Lord. God, we have petitions this morning that we're going to pray to you and hoping that in advance you take care of everything that you need to take care of concerning your people. God, the incarcerated folks that's there, that's hearing your voice, God, because they have no other voice that they can hear in this hour. We ask that you trust them. Give them another chance. Let them out to show themselves that you are God. Most importantly, the sick and shut in. God, your healing power, your healing hand, bless that people right now that's on the bed of afflictions. Hallelujah, God. Bless these, your people, God. God, the President of the United States of America, you say even in your word that we ought to pray for our leadership. The Chief Apostle, the Presiding Bishop, the International Bible Way, Apostle Floyd Nelson Sr., we ask that you strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. The Upline, Family Community Fellowship, God, as we do your will. We be so careful to give your name the glory and the praise and honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thanks to God, do we have a treat for you on this morning. First and foremost, we'd like to introduce our sponsors. Hallelujah. There's something taking place in Family Community Fellowship that's on the move. Look out for the prayer breakfast. It's coming out at a church near you. We have a grand idea. We blessed and highly favored. We got so much going on in the pipeline. We celebrating Thanksgiving. We are entering into the hour of gratitude, and we thank God for his mercy and his grace. This radio broadcast is being sponsored by the Days Inn over there on New York Avenue. We're so excited for our partners and, most importantly, my co-host, which is yourself. Don't forget, we're going to open up the prayer lines in about 10 minutes. Get your prayer requests in. I feel God anointing your prayer request. In about 10 minutes, call in and get that prayer request in and let God do it by the end of the week. I just got a feeling he's going to do it by the end of the week. Hallelujah. Can anybody use the end of the week blessing by the end of the week? I hear somebody, I need it now. Well, guess what? Your faith can get it now if only you believe. What happened to your faith? Listen, thanks to God, I'm so excited. We're going to go into the Word of God. It's clear. So much is happening. But before we crack this book open, I want to invite you to our 11 o'clock service here in Family Community Fellowship, where I am the district elder of the International Bible Way Churches and the prophet of Family Community Fellowship Churches worldwide. I'm so excited. That address is 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C., and our nation's capital. That's right. We're hosting out of live nation's capital. That address again, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C., and our nation's capital. And don't forget, on Tuesday night, we have Panamanian Bible studies at 7 o'clock sharp. Amen. It's a chance where we can get our testimony in. If you desire to testify and you can't testify in your own church, meet us in the Bible study. Amen. And get that testimony in there. I know God's going to bless you. And at 6 o'clock, amen, p.m., I'm over there with Bishop John Daniels. Amen. In Capitol Heights, Maryland. I'll get that address a little later on and ask that you meet us there at 6 o'clock. There is a word from the Lord. He's entitled the sermon, Loyal Love. Loyal Love. That's right. Loyal Love. Listen, get your Bibles and consider and turn me to the book of St. Matthew. This program is directed to the people basically that can't find a way to get into a service or sanctuary or temple, if you will. So we decided to go online and be a blessing with this Bible this radio broadcast for people who can't get out. And if you want to sow a seed, that's right. If you want to help us stay on the air and sow a seed, it is so easy to sow a seed. Go to my Facebook page, Daryl Lewis, and click on the, we got two campaigns going on at the same old time. We have a church a campaign going on, and then we have a fundraiser going on. And we're asking all my friends from the surrounding areas, Baltimore, Washington, Maryland, to click that link and sow a seed, amen, to help us in our endeavors. God is Family Community Fellowship. His hand is on us. Because he's anointed us to do what we do, and we thank God for that. So, Matthew, the 25th chapter, this is our third Sunday. It's a youth Sunday for us, and I thought it not robbery to kind of speak towards, entrepreneurship. You know, our youth are so talented. I can remember how it was for me starting out as an entrepreneur, pharmaceutical salesman. Didn't have a license for it and created the PhD in the street, if you will, to be able to be an entrepreneur. And so we turned that positive, of course, and now we're operating and running a nonprofit Family Community Fellowship. And so we're excited about it. You want to call in and say, hey, to the prophet, that number to dial is 646-668-2799. If you just want to say, hey man, thank you, glad you're back on the air, we missed you and whatever, and what's God saying in this season, in this time, amen, 646-668-2799. I can promise you one thing, he does nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So if you want to know a secret, dial in 646-99. The book of St. Matthew to write, the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Don't forget, get that prayer request in. Amen. The 25th chapter of the book of St. Matthew to write. I want to begin the reading at verse number 1 and just hear what the Lord has to say in such a time as this, because if we're not careful, we can miss out on what God is about to do. Verse number 14, and it reads on this wise, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants, listen to that, and delivered unto them his goods. Now, you got to be careful in this scripture here, because this his is written in small letters, but if you get really spiritual, it's a capital H. He's given his servants good, his good. It ain't your good. It's his good that he's given unto you. And if you're not careful, you can get tricked by the very small ancient believing that it's your good. It ain't your good. You don't have anything that belongs to you. I'm going to touch on that just a little further down the line. Verse number 15, and unto one he gave five talents. Y'all see that? He gave five talents unto one. There's some people out there that got some favor on your life that God said, I'm giving five talents to, and to another two talents. So you're giving one five, and now you're giving one two, and to another one talent. The question should be, who is that one that's getting one talent? I don't want to be that one that's getting one talent. I want to be that one that God's given five talents to. Amen. Catch what he says. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey, which means he dropped some off to you and he went on a far journey. How many know that God's coming back soon? And he's coming back to see what you did with what he gave you. And if you ain't did nothing with it, I feel sorry for you. Yes, I do. Verse number 16. Then he that had received the five talents went and traded. Listen to that word, traded, with the same, and made them other five talents. Which means, watch this, we don't know how much the return was, because there's an S on it. We don't know how much. Oh boy, I feel like getting in trouble, but I'm going to behave myself here. But he said that they traded it, and I'm going to leave that right there. 17. And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained another two. It sounds like folks are being busy with what God gives them. Now, the problem would be if God gives you something and you're not busy with it. You're just laying dormant. You're just sitting still. And I'm talking to my young people out there. God gave us several abilities. There's no way you should be sitting at home when you got a God to hear from. Get up and come to church and let God know beyond a shadow of a doubt what you're doing with the talents that he give unto you. Listen to what he said. 18, but the one had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Uh-oh. Money answers all things. One of the things about money in this last hour is to turn folks from coming to church. Well, let me talk to you about a little something. They talk more about money in the Bible than they did anything else. As a matter of fact, money is so important. He says, be friends with the mammon of unrighteousness. Mammon means money, which means we can't cut off because we get saved our negative friends that got money. Because watch this. How is it that God's going to transfer the heathen's money to us if we cut them off? We can separate ourselves. Don't get it twisted now. God's speaking in this. I'm just conducting right now. He's doing the driving. He's operating these lips of clay. I know we got scholars out there. I know we got folks that, you know what, got degrees on the wall. Well, guess what? I got a degree in my heart. And that's all that matters to me right now. But let me get back to the point. He hid his Lord's money, which means the talent that the Lord gave unto us is money. Talent, the definition of a talent means money. It ain't your ability to sing. That ain't a talent. That's a gift from God. What you do with that gift produces money, the talent, if you will. And so we got to get to a place in God where we understand what the scriptures are really saying. Wow. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God first, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see that? God's blessing us in this place. 19. Here we go, y'all. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckon with them. This word reckon means what you did with what I gave you. We accountable for what God has lent unto us in this last hour. You're not sowing, you're not reaping, you're not getting harvests, you're broke, you're busted, you're disgusted, you're in the same position that you were in last year. That ain't God. That ain't scripture. That's someone who dug into the earth expecting someone else to hand you something on a silver platter, and it don't work like that. Faith without works is dead. Sometimes the faith is you just getting up and walking. Saints, I feel God in this place. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Verse number 19, verses number 20. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more. He was happy to reckon with God. He was happy when God came back and asked him, what do you do? Let me pause and let you know, God knows everything. He declared the end from the beginning, and he was so gracious enough to come back to the beginning and walk us through by the hand what's already been done. He already know what you did with it when he gave it to you. He already know, amen, what you was going to say. There's something God's going to say to us today that we waiting for him to say when we get to heaven. We ain't got to get to heaven to hear God say what he's about to say for us right now. All we got to do is be obedient and do what he tell us to do. And watch what he's about to say. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, here we go, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what he can say right here on earth. And they had us to believe that when we get to heaven, we're going to hear that. He says today that we ain't got to wait to hear that when we get to heaven. We can hear it right now. Just do the right thing. Look at somebody and say, do the right thing. Do the right thing with what he gives you. And I'm so excited to hear those words this morning. God told me to prophesy over the airways right now. I dare you to call in 646-668-2799. Hallelujah, God. Amen. It's in the blessing business. Hallelujah. And I dare you to call in 646-668-2799 and share with us what you did with the Lord's talent. What you doing with his money? Hallelujah. Y'all got me hyped in here. I got 11 o'clock hour to preach. I'm about to bring it in a minute. So get that prayer request in. You got a couple more minutes. I'm so excited to hear what the Lord is going to do for us in such a time as this. 21. His Lord said unto him, well done. Y'all see that? Thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over few, and now I will make thee rule over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He ain't saying enter in heaven. He saying enter into the joy. What is joy to you? Call me, 646-668-2799. Now tell me what your joy is. Tell me what you're going to do with all that money he's about to drop in your lap. What kind of joyous ideas do you have? Where are you going? Would you be able to go to a beach with black sand and stick your feet in there and just be joyful? Hallelujah. I feel joy, joy, joy down in my bones. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 22, he also that had received 2 talents, I'm coming in, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained another 2 talents. Beside them. Listen to what he says. Again, we ain't got to wait till we get to heaven to hear this. He's going to tell us this right now. Then he which had received the 1 talent. Now, let me back up because y'all got me hyped in here. I will make thee rule over many things into the joy of the Lord. Saints, you've got to hear what I'm saying this morning. Young people, you've got to hear what I'm saying this morning. If you're broke, you don't have a talent because you're not using your gift. Don't get it twisted. You cannot live with just your blessing or your gift from God. You got to live on your talent. It's that simple. Y'all ready? Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man. Y'all see that? He knew in his spirit already that God was hard. This word hard is getting ready to really lose some people in this place. Because let me tell you something. When you think that God is hard, how is God? Let me ask you a question. How is God hard when he gave unto you money to turn? How is he hard? He's trusting that you do. I think this word hard means that you got a hidden motive. And that motive simply means, watch this, you jealous over someone that's blessed and that even can bless you. You says these words, I knew thee that thou art an hard man. Here we go, y'all. Reaping where thou hast not sown. In other words, he's saying, you gave me the money, made me do all the work, and you're going to come back and enjoy the benefit. Well, that's how God works. But when he got some hard heads such as this one, why do you think he gave him one? Why do you think he didn't gave him five? Because he knew his ability, and he knew that his ability had a hard place in his heart towards God. He said these words, and this is going to help us, and y'all need to really pay attention. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not stood. Told God in his face, I ain't doing it because you in heaven, you ain't doing nothing. All right, we got a call. I want to see, amen, what this call is all about. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Mother Lewis talking.
How you doing?
Just fine. I'm enjoying every word you're saying about the Lord God. Everything.
I'm so glad you called in, y'all. That's the shepherd's mom. That's my mom, y'all.
Hey. Hello.
All right. Well,
just
I'm
a moment,
so glad
please.
Tell me one thing. What you joyful about?
Huh?
What you joyful about?
I am joyful about waking up this morning in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm a rejoice with you. I thank you for
Hallelujah.
Calling, baby. I love you so much, and it had not been for you on my side, I would not be here. Thank you so much for
Hallelujah.
Calling.
Thank you,
All
Jesus.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Have a nice day. Blessed day.
Thank you so much. That was my mama. I thank God for my mama. Listen, if don't nobody support me, my mama will. And I thank God for that. Hey, listen, I want to move on. Amen. I'm stuck here in verse number 24 because the one that he gave one talent to was stuck. He was stuck in his mindset. And anytime someone feels like, amen, the Lord is that kind of a person, and you don't want to, My question should be, why did you receive what God gave you? What you take it for if you wasn't going to do anything about it? See, that's the hit. I need some help right there. Someone call and tell me why he take it in the first place. If you know, call me, 646-668-2799. Why do you think he received it if he was going to act like that? Why you take stuff from God and act like the way you take it? Hallelujah. I got to move on, verse 25. And I was afraid. Uh-oh, there it is. The Bible answered it for us. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there that is thine. Did y'all hear that? I'm going to break all of this down in the prophetic dimension writing. I'm not going to leave you out there. I'm going to be on a shadow of a doubt. I'm going to tell you why he took it. I'm not going to do anything halfway for the Lord. I just want to find out, is there anybody else out there to know what God is saying in such a time as this? Gotta go on. Here we go. Here we go. 27. Thou artist. This is what God's saying. Notice he had no conversation with the one he gave five or the one he gave two. He got a conversation now with the one that he gave one. And this conversation going something like this. After the man told God how he felt, this is what God told him how God feel. Watch what he says. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. Uh-oh. He said, I'd rather you trade it with my money if you just going to put it in there. What kind of God? What? Hold up. Somebody mad. Somebody got mad because I used the word trading. But let me tell you something. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Somebody else making money off of God's money. I'm trying to tell you in the most intelligent tone. Don't get it twisted. God is good. Verse number 28. I'm going to open the lines up for prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, you want to get that prayer request in. 646-668-2799. This is your hour to dial in. Listen, at the closing, I'm going to share something with you that's going to blow your mind. God's in the blessing business. For, watch what he says. Watch what he says. 27, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Y'all see that? 28, take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which has 10 talents. Uh-oh. Listen, anything that God gives us is not a waste. He will take it from you and give it to someone else if you don't use it. If you don't use what you have, then you'll lose it. The topic for this radio broadcast this morning is you lose what you don't use. That's God all by himself. Boy, I'm so excited. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has the 10 talents. Watch this. For unto every one that has shall be given. Uh-oh. And he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shared shall be taken away even that which he has. Listen to what God said, people. Not only is he going to take his talent back, but he's going to take your life too. Why would you want to give up two for one when all you had to do was do what he asked you to do? He says, take the one talent, give it to the one that has 10, because he's not going to tell his business. And then he says, I'm going to take you myself. I ain't there, thank you, God. For unto every one that has shall be given. If you got something, you're going to get some more. And he shall have abundance. You're going to have so much that you're going to be able to bless your haters. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. Last and final verse. Watch what he do. You ain't going to go to heaven and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few. Now he's going to make you rule over many. This is what you're going to hear. Verse number 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into out of darkness. There shall be weeping and garnishing of teeth. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like hell to me. That means you're going to go to hell for not making money. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Uh-oh, I just messed up. When God gives you some money and you don't turn it, you're on your way to hell. I know somebody going to call in now and rebuke me, 646-668-2799. You won't be rebuking me. You'll be rebuking the Lord. This is the Lord's doing it over here on Family Community Fellowship. Come on, get that prayer request in, 646-668-2799. Let me go on and break this thing down. He said, Darrell, tell the people when you close my scriptures out that I'm about to speak to them prophetically now. Tell them that can hear me in such a time as this, don't waste time doing nothing. Whatever you do, do something with the time God gave unto you. Don't waste time doing nothing. He said, for that people that can hear him, this is what he's about to do. Mark your calendars. Mark your calendars. Man, he's a bad God. He said, don't tell him. 21 days. Considerable amounts of money is coming. That's what he told me to tell Blog Talk Radio. 21 days, considerable amounts of money coming. Then he says, Darryl, tell them, don't be idle. Good God Almighty. All you got to do is get up and do something and get the money. Lord, have mercy. The people that I'm speaking to mostly and profoundly is my young people. This is our third Sunday young people's meeting. They have what it takes to get talent. The sad part about it is they out there trying to get what they already have. And they're getting in such a way that they want to take it. All you got to do is work for it. You got the gift God has lent unto you. Now he says, I'm going to give you some money and put you on your feet. That ain't the go hustle with it. That's, hey, Lord, have mercy. God's go. I'm going to leave that alone. I feel good here. 21 days of considerable amounts of money coming. 21 days. In 21 days, you better look out for a miracle. You better look out for some money that's going to hit your hands. And now, I know, somebody called me, 646-668-2799. Tell me what you're going to do with that money you're about to get. Share with me what that money you're about to get. 21 days, considerable amounts of money coming. Don't be idle. God has given you all from him. Do you hear that? And have nothing we can call our own but sin. Good God Almighty. Somebody ought to call in on that one. If you ain't catch that, then you ain't listening. He said the only thing that we own is sin. He don't give us sin. He give us talent. And he don't give us talent to sin. How about that? God's blessing us in this place right here. Listen to what he said. God has given you all from him. What is God saying? Everything you have, he gave it to you. Everything he has. Everything you have, he gave it to you. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And have nothing we can call our own but sin. Y'all see that? That's all you own, sin. That's all you can give yourself is sin. You can't give yourself a miracle. If you could, you would. You can't give yourself a blessing. If you could, you would. Don't get punished by God for not helping out. Let us not envy sinners. Uh-oh. The Bible says that one of the looked out the window and he almost slipped. In other words, he almost went out into the world because he saw the wicked prospering. He was in church looking at Range Rovers pulling up. Not at the church, out there on the corner hustling. He said, I couldn't even keep my eyes on the Lord because my eyes was on sinners. Don't y'all be envying them sinners out there. God got something for them. God going to take care of them. How he going to, listen, that might be your Range Rover. He takes it from them and gives it to you. You got to just wait. Listen to what God's saying. Don't rush me now. And have nothing we can call our own but sin. Don't get punished by God for not helping out. Y'all see that? When you get money, help somebody out, or God will punish you. Let us not envy sinners. Don't be mad for what they got or convert any of their perishing possessions. What you see right now will disappear that they're making you mad about they having. That's going to disappear. It's going to vanish. They can't keep it. So don't get mad with them because they, you know, they get in the wrong way. They taking it while God's giving it to you. How about that? Listen, I want to ask one important question, and I know somebody got it on their heart. Say, man, when is he going to ask this question? How many people have a talent? If you got a talent, call in there. 646-668-2799. Don't tell me you can sing or not. Yeah, I'm going to mess up. Let me behave myself here. I want to know how much money you got. That's right. I want to know how much talent you got. Huh? God is good to us, y'all. Here we go. I write prophetically by the inspiration of God, and God has gifted me to be able to break the scriptures down in the purest form. I'm one of those type of preachers that will hand you the scripture on a silver platter. You will never leave the same way you come in my church that God has lent unto us for such a time as this. We take pride in what we do. We are entering into an excellent zone in God. We're not the same. We don't look the same. We don't act the same. And most importantly, we're not going to stay the same. So, listen to what God made me write prophetic through the inspiration of writing of the Holy Ghost. Number one, God is going to test you on our faithfulness. See what you do with his money. He's going to give us. Are you ready for the money? Did y'all hear that? God said, Daryl, within 21 days, I'm going to give these people so much money that I want to see if they're going to be faithful with it. God said, he's giving people so much money around the world that's not faithful that he's tired of looking at them, and he's ready to give the faithful money. What you going to do with the money? Most importantly, are you ready for the money? Call me. Let me know you're ready for the money. Just call and say, I'm ready for the money. 646-668-2799. I'm ready for the money. Sometimes the faith is in your dialing. The faith is in your dialing. Sometimes, you know what? That money can come just by you calling in saying, I'm ready for the money. This is where you get the prophetic word is being birthed on Blog Talk Radio. So you need to call in 646-668-2799. Tell me what you're going to do with all that money that God's getting ready to give you. Number two, the amount is in keeping with your ability. Y'all see that? He said he's not going to give you more than you can handle. Y'all see that? Now, he gives the world everything they need, everything they want. They can't handle it. So what he does is he let them self-destruct. But he said he's not going to do that for us. Why? Because he knows our ability. So I'm going to get $1 million because he knows my ability. I'm telling you what I'm going to do with the money. I'm going to help some people. That's what I'm going to do with the money. I'm going to bless some people. And God knows that. That's why he's taking long giving it to me. He's getting all them people who out the way who don't know what to do with it. And he wants to know how you feel about how they spending it and grudgingly doing what it is. It shouldn't offend you what the wicked do with money. Uh-uh. You ought to be joyful that that money about to transfer into your hand. I felt that right there. Hallelujah. The amount is in keeping with your ability. You have to be faithful in caring for the master's talent. You have to be faithful. Listen, you got to give 10% on that money. Trust me when I tell you, you give 10% on that money. One thing about my wife, Lord have mercy, one thing about my money, my wife, she don't have a problem tithing. Oh, my God. I can't wait sometimes for her to get money because I know she's going to tithe to the church. It's that simple. Hallelujah. Number three, with this talent, you are going to discover a new responsibility. Are y'all ready for a new responsibility? Y'all think you're going to do the same when you get more money? Uh-uh. No. The more money, the more responsibility. So get ready for a great responsibility because great money is coming. With this talent, you are going to discover a new responsibility and sharing of the master's joy, love, and reward. How many people are you going to reward for their faithfulness? Why do you think God's going to give it to you so you can bless somebody else? He ain't going to come down and put it in their hand. He's going to put it in your hand so you can put it in their hand so they can put something in somebody else's hand. That's how it works. But if no one's sowing, if no one reaping, if no one, if everybody digs in the earth and put it there waiting on God to come back and you doing your own thing with your own money, it don't work like that. So he says to tell the young people out there that he's getting ready to hit your hands with the money and give you a responsibility. Wow. Your responsibility should be, watch this, not working hard, sharing love, joy, and reward. Number four, God is entrusting you what? With his talent. God is trusting you with his talent. You must understand that this talent is not yours. It belongs to him. So do your best with it while you have it, because he is coming back to get it. Do y'all hear that? Let me tell you something. A lot of people didn't backslid. A lot of people didn't left the church. Hell has enlarged itself. Let me tell you something. There's a great falling away from the church. Why do you think that is? It's birthed out of this scripture right here. Let me tell you something. Everybody's talking about that he may not come back. They're doing it. Everything that they're big and bad enough to do, like he's not coming back. God's coming back. He's coming back to a place where, listen, let me take this call real quick and I'll come back to you. Amen. Amen. Caller, you live on the air. Oh, boy. I got some feedback, caller.
How about that, Pastor?
All right, you live on the air.
Hey, this is your man, your director of operations. I just called in. You know what's on my heart. I need you to throw up a prayer for my mother this morning. Let all my loved ones know that I'm thinking about her. We're thinking about her here at Family Community Fellowship. And I just thank you for what you do on a daily basis.
Man, I really appreciate it. I'm not hiding God's talent. I'm going to turn it over. And guess what? You, the first one that called in for prayer, and God's going to be the first one to take care of your situation. It is on our petition, and guess what? We're going to take it to God in prayer. Man, I thank you for calling, and like always, love you much, brother.
All right, same to you, brother. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, I'm about to close out this sermon, man, and thank you for all you do. Wow. That's all it takes, y'all. That's all it takes, phone call. That's it. That's all it takes is a phone call. The faith is in you, darling. 646-668-2799. Some of you are going to hear this after the service. I want to give you our host number. My direct number to the office. You may call in after service and say, you know, whatever. Tell me what you're going to do with the money. 202-525-1416. That host number again is 202-525-1416. Let me close out this time goes, and I'm telling you, I don't know where time goes, but I have to get ready to prepare for the 11 o'clock hour. Again, I want to invite you out in my closing, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. That area code is 202. Amen. Let me get this thing closed out. Number four, God is entrusting you with his talent. You must understand that his talent is not yours. It belongs to him. So do your best with it while you have it, because he's coming back to get it. Number five. Don't be like the one servant that did not use his talent because he reasoned that the Lord might not be coming back at all. The master will be back sooner than you think. Y'all see that? He'll be back sooner than you think. No one knows the hour. No one knows the hour. Now, I want to jump out here on a limb and tell you what I think. And when I, and around about time, I think he's going to show up. And I hear somebody say, you crazy because you did good till now. No, I think God's going to show up when everyone catch on to the concept that he ain't coming. That's when the crack is going to crack open. that sky. You're going to hear those horns. Yes, you are. The trumpet in God. Y'all ready? Number six. No matter how you may think, you have to be on your P's and Q's. When the Lord give you something to work with, remember, not yours. So don't lose it by not using it. God Almighty. I got to read that one again. That one set in my spirit. No matter how you may think, you have to be on your P's and P's and Q's. When the Lord gives you something to work with, remember, it is not yours. So don't lose it by not using it. Last and final one. The reward is three times greater than what you have now. Do y'all hear that? Radio listeners, radio land, is three times, your reward getting ready to be three times bigger. I'm almost closing. No matter how you think, you have to be on your P's and S's and P's and Q's. When the Lord gives you something to work with, remember, it's not yours to do. Don't lose it by not using it. Last one and final word. The reward is three times greater than what you know now. So in order to please God, you have to have faith with what he gave you to do. Don't be unworthy to be a good steward. Use what you got. Did y'all hear that? The reward is three times greater than what you have now. So in order to please God, you have to have faith with what he gave you. If the Lord gave you something to do, have faith that you're going to get it done. Don't be unworthy to be a good steward. Don't feel like you can't do it. You're unworthy to do it, and God gave it to you. You know, that's that low self-esteem, if you will. You know, not giving yourself the credit that you deserve to give your own self. Raise your own bottom. Hallelujah. Use what you got. This parable of the talent stresses the need to serve the king while he is away. Did y'all hear that? That's what this parable is for. He says, listen, serve me while I am away, because I'm coming back. He's coming back, and he's coming back to give us three times greater. I'm telling you in the most intelligent tone. Hey, listen, I got to shut down. Prepare for the 11 o'clock hour. Coming to Blog Talk Radio. Domestic Violence Prevention Summit. Thursday, December the 28th at 7 p.m. That's right. The Lord gave us something to do. And you know we're going to do it, don't you? And we need your talent. Listen. The website will be up real very soon. It's still under construction where you can go sow your seed. But you don't have to wait for the website. Go to my Facebook page, Darrell Lewis. We got two campaigns going on at one time. Sow your seed. Bless yourself. Don't dig in the earth and bury it. Bless somebody. Be a blessing. Radio broadcast is also being sponsored by the Days End. Thanks to God, if you didn't get your prayer request in, you can go to my Facebook page. Click on Blog Talk Radio and put it on in the comments. I'll talk to you offline. I got 10 minutes that I stay behind the radio to answer some calls. 202-525-1416. That's 202-525-1416. If you were embarrassed and you couldn't get a prayer request in because you didn't want nobody to know what you're going through, call me off the air. I'll be here 10 minutes after the show. 202-525-1416. Hey, listen, this is my time. I have to go. God has blessed us, and we're going to continue to be blessed. Good. I tell you, thank you so much. That's all I can say. Listen, I got to go to prepare. Father, you did well. Thank you for honoring our prayers in Jesus' name.